So this week, I'm going to review Paranorman, and I've got my son Joe with me. Now, Paranorman stars Cody Smith McPhee, Tucker Albrizzi, Anna Kendrick, Casey Affleck, Christopher Mintz-Platt, and many, many more. It's an animated family film at PG here in the UK. It's a bit of a spooky story. Norman, a misunderstood boy, takes on ghosts, zombies, and grown-ups to save his town from a centuries-old curse. It's directed by Chris Butler and Sam Fell. Joe, did you like Paranorman?
Well, it was scary, but mostly I liked it.
Was it a really funny film?
A bit scary, but a lot funny.
A lot funny. And what was some of the funniest things about it?
My favourite part was when Neil's dad ran over a zombie and he said he's still breathing, and then Norman's big sister said, "Is he okay?" And Neil's dad said, "Not exactly." And then the zombie said, "Rah," and then Neil's dad went, "Ah!"
Well, Neil is Norman's best friend. Norman starts the film with not very many friends at all. Neil's desperate for a best friend and sees something in Norman that I think he sympathises with. So they become best buds throughout the film and go on this adventure together. You've got other characters in there, like Norman's sister, who's pretty horrible to him for most of the film, who has a very big bum, doesn't she, Joe?
Yes.
And all the characters are kind of funny to look at, aren't they?
Yes, like Neil's dad is thin at the bottom and then it gets big until it gets to the top.
You mean Neil's brother?
It's Neil's dad.
It's Neil's brother.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. He's got a really skinny waist and he's got big, huge muscles up top, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And his face is funny too, isn't it? It's a really long face with a very flat head.
Yeah.
And all of the characters are like that. And it's one of the good things about the design of the film, I think, is that it all looks really cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, and there was a really cool bit where the walls were turning fire and then he turned into the ghost world and the tissue paper turned into white arms, three white arms.
Yeah, some of the special effects are really good with the ghosts and how he changed between the real world and the ghost world. So that Norman can see ghosts throughout the whole film.
And the ghosts are actually dead people, like his grandma's dead, but he can see her as a ghost.
And nobody believes him, do they?
No. But then when the zombies in the witch's curse come, they do.
Yeah, they do believe him.
Because they can all see that.
Yeah, that's right. And his uncle is trying to get him to help him fight this witch, isn't it, and this curse, and to save the town.
But nothing's enough because she goes to sleep for another year and then she turns into a witch again.
Yeah, so Norman has to find another way to fix the problem, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So you go on this adventure with Norman and his friends as they run away from zombies quite a lot. But there's a little twist in there in the story about the zombies and the backstory and that, and it all comes good in the end. But yeah, as you were saying, the effects are really, really good. I like the witch at the end. She goes all kind of lightning and
I liked the bit with the joke where there was a ghost hanging in a tree and then Norman said, "How's it hanging?"
Yeah, there's some nice little jokes for children and adults
There's another bit where Neil's dog was, and Neil was stroking his ghost dog and then Norman said, "That's not his chin," and then it zoomed out and then it was actually the dog's bottom.
That's right, because Neil can't see the ghost and Norman could.
And there was another bit where Neil called him and it said, and there was an email said, "Look out of the window," and Neil was there with a ghost mask on his face.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's one for the grown-ups, because that ghost mask is actually a very scary character from a horror film for grown-ups. So when you're older, you'll probably get that joke a bit more. But yeah, there's some good jokes in there for adults and kids as well. It's a really good family film. Now, Joe's six, so it was a bit scary for him in parts, wasn't it?
Yes.
But you're glad that you watched it all, aren't you?
Yeah. So I did say I wanted to go home a bit of the time, didn't I?
Yeah, but I wouldn't let you, would I?
No.
I'm a bad daddy. No, but I don't think you haven't had any nightmares or anything, have you?
Well, I did have a few little scary bits at the night after where I was scared, because when I see things that are scary, I think they're going to come when I go in bed.
But it's all right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. It's a family film. It's got some scary bits, but Joe really liked it, and I really liked it, and I think everybody will really like it. Would you agree, Joe?
Yes.
So, there we go. That's Paranorman. That's in cinemas now.